Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
Unconscious bias is where we display discriminatory behaviours towards women or other groups, and we're not necessarily aware that we're doing it. So if you ask someone whether or not they're prejudiced, they'll say no, but if you look at their behaviour, they might actually show that, in fact, they are treating different groups of people differently.
And it can make women more critical of each other, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because we do hold women to different standards to men, we can often find that women are more critical towards other women than they are towards men. One example that we're probably all unsurprised by is leadership. So people tend to believe that men make better leaders than women. And, you know, anything that's kind of conventionally masculine, like, you know, fields like mathematics and engineering, people will just expect a man to be more competent in those fields than a woman.
The interesting thing about all this stuff is that when it happens, the perpetrators of this bias, the holders of this unconscious bias, they don't realise they're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot of us, you know, do believe that we're rational people and that we're not prejudiced. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, a lot of the judgments we make just kind of happen automatically in our brains, and we're not aware that that we are maybe being a bit irrational.
I'm really interested in this idea about how we hold women to higher standards. And often it's a woman in a work situation holding to account her inferior or equal and saying, what you're doing is not good enough, while she's surrounded by males doing the exact same work who are getting on just perfectly.
Unfortunately, I just think that's misogyny, that's sexism, that's the kind of slightly cruel way that, well, not slightly cruel, it's overtly cruel. It's just the cruel way that we treat women. And sadly, it is both women and men doing it.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Unconscious bias is where we display discriminatory behaviours towards women or other groups, and we're not necessarily aware that we're doing it. So if you ask someone whether or not they're prejudiced, they'll say no, but if you look at their behaviour, they might actually show that, in fact, they are treating different groups of people differently.
And it can make women more critical of each other, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because we do hold women to different standards to men, we can often find that women are more critical towards other women than they are towards men. One example that we're probably all unsurprised by is leadership. So people tend to believe that men make better leaders than women. And, you know, anything that's kind of conventionally masculine, like, you know, fields like mathematics and engineering, people will just expect a man to be more competent in those fields than a woman.
The interesting thing about all this stuff is that when it happens, the perpetrators of this bias, the holders of this unconscious bias, they don't realise they're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot of us, you know, do believe that we're rational people and that we're not prejudiced. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, a lot of the judgments we make just kind of happen automatically in our brains, and we're not aware that that we are maybe being a bit irrational.
I'm really interested in this idea about how we hold women to higher standards. And often it's a woman in a work situation holding to account her inferior or equal and saying, what you're doing is not good enough, while she's surrounded by males doing the exact same work who are getting on just perfectly.
Unfortunately, I just think that's misogyny. That's sexism. That's the kind of slightly cruel way that, well, not slightly cruel. It's overtly cruel. It's just the cruel way that we treat women. And sadly, it is both women and men doing it.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is now up, and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.